Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have joined us for this online service. Normally, when we are together, we begin our service really by loving each other up. And so since we aren't together this week, what I invite you to do is to just close your eyes for a moment and think of some of the people that you see and that you consider your friends and family at church, or just to hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and that you care about. And just right now to imagine that you are sending them your love, that you are wrapping them in that energy of love, in the energy of your care, that you are actually seeing them in all their magnificence and their strength and their power and their good. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending them a blessing. And to recognize also the chances are somebody else that watches this video is doing that same exact thing for you, sending you their love, sending you a blessing, and holding you in their hearts. And so as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, to come forward. She's going to come and do a contemplative reading for us after she does an invocation for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, to kind of move inward and find that place of quiet and of peace, the part of you that is just beingness itself, and to allow yourself to just rest there for a moment.
And I invite you to join me in centering within. It is in this stillness that I embrace the divine spirit of life. I know that right where I am, the indwelling spirit of love and light inspires me to realize that its presence manifests itself through all of creation and through living beyond limits. Wherever I am, whatever I do, the creative expression of God is expressing through me. And this is true for everyone. Right where I am, God is. And so, with an inner awareness of love, I am able to touch a place of gratitude that opens my heart to the divine presence. And it is from this place of gratitude I bless Ray and all he does for Living Beyond Limits. I bless the practitioners. I bless this day and all its activities and everyone watching this message. I especially bless Reverend Jennifer and know she is divinely guided, and her message inspires our minds and hearts, so we may live in love and light of the Blessed One within. I bless all people everywhere, and with a grateful heart I say, and so it is. Hello. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it's titled, I Am Making God Visible on Earth. And it goes like this. Man is the image and likeness of God. Man is the means which infinite mind has of self-expression. If we know this, then we act in accordance with it and cease from that which is foolish and negative. Through us, the action of God is taking place. Through us, God is making itself visible. Truly, we are blessed and a blessing. So we live that all who contact us find God. Our means of blessing is by releasing its thoughts through our minds and its love through our hearts. To all is given the opportunity to be the radiant expression of God. May I so live in the Christ Spirit that all who contact me this day shall be healed. All that who contact my thought shall be blessed. Wherever I go, I spread abroad the good news that God is in man and is the true self of man. I release only that which is true of God and its perfect mind. My lips are dedicated to speaking truth. And my heart is dedicated to loving all whom I meet on my pathway. God is my mind, my life, and my all. I am the visible representation of God on earth, and I walk my way in dignity, poise, and peace. Beauty surrounds me. Peace is within me, for God is all there really is in my world. And so it is.
Thank you, Barbara. That was really beautiful. Thank you. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it, I invite you to say it along with me. And if you don't know it, I invite you just to take it in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the words that are spoken, through the readings and the prayers and the talk, to recognize that that presence of the Infinite One abides within us, that it is our very own essential essence. It is what we have come here as when we incarnated on this planet. But somehow we kind of forget it as we go along. So we're giving ourselves the opportunity to remember, to step back into our own divine nature, and to discover that as we do that and recognize that the presence of the Infinite One resides within us all of the time, that then we come to know that peace is always present within us, that love is always present within us, that we are created out of wholeness, so we are whole. We are created out of that power of God, so we have absolute, authentic power within ourselves. Because what happens, it's only as we come to, when we come to recognize that those qualities of spirit live within us because the spirit is within us, that then we have access to them all of the time. Not just when things are peaceful and not just when things are loving, but when things aren't peaceful or loving, we can fall into that place within us that is peace and that is love and bring that into the world. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence to those around us. We become a beneficial presence to ourselves. And we become a beneficial presence to life itself. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be coming to know that presence of God within you and that presence all around you, and to be bringing that into this world. Thank you for that. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing to me how good it feels to witness the good in life, to witness the good in this world. For instance, seeing a young man help a stranger across the street who is old and having a hard time walking, or to see someone pull over and jump out of their car and help someone push their car that has run out of gas or for some reason has stalled, or to witness somebody that you work with who gives an employee who is struggling with an illness or taking care of family to give them some of their paid time off or their paid sick leave. Or to see someone pay for a meal of someone that they don't even know in a restaurant. Or how about even seeing a toddler run up to another toddler and give them a kiss? Those things are so heartwarming. It warms my heart to see those things, and it makes me realize when I witness any of those things what a blessing we are to each other. And it makes me realize what a blessing it is just to be alive. And so I'd like to share some ideas with you. And so just take these in. Think about how it feels seeing trees leaf out in the spring. That vibrant green new leaf. Or how does it feel seeing a species of birds that you've never seen before? Or think about how does it feel seeing flowers? How does it feel seeing a stunning view? How does it feel going to the beach? How does it feel not having to set your alarm on a weekend or a day off? How does it feel laughing out loud with friends? Staying in bed on a Saturday morning? How about the sound of rain on the window? How does it feel having a picnic? How does it feel hearing the wind blow through the trees? Or sleeping in a freshly made bed? How does it feel feeling the sun on your face? How does it feel donating to a charity that speaks to your heart? How does it feel getting a cuddle from your children or your grandchildren? And how does it feel hugging a friend? Do those things make you feel blessed? Do they make you feel grateful to be alive? Do they make you feel happy? And so to me, witnessing people contributing to the good in the world make me grateful and make me feel blessed. Witnessing, experiencing any of those things, the sun on my face makes me feel grateful and feel blessed and grateful to be alive. I also think it feels just as good when we are actually the ones that are contributing to the good of another person. For instance, when we leave the waitress an extra big tip after she's served us because we know that she could use it. Or what it feels like, how blessed we feel to be able to volunteer our time and our energy for an organization that is helping people have a better life. Like when we used to volunteer at Food Finders. It feels so good, and I feel so blessed to get to do that. Or how blessed it makes us feel to be able to help someone with their groceries or to walk your neighbor's dog who isn't able to do it right now. Those things make us feel good because we have a need within us to witness the good in the world. And we have a need within us to contribute to the good in the world. And when we witness that, and when we contribute to that, what happens is we move from being so preoccupied with our own lives and about having everything be about us to a place where we recognize our connectedness with everyone. It takes us to a place where we realize that we are all in this thing together. And it takes us to a place where we recognize that truly we are all family. It fulfills a need that we have within ourselves to live from our spirit and to live with a spiritual awareness of our connection with each other, and a spiritual awareness that love is present, and this spiritual awareness that life is good. It helps us have an awareness that there is actually a bigger picture that is going on, and that bigger picture is spirit. And that bigger picture is us living this life on planet Earth. And witnessing that good and participating in that good spiritualizes our lives. And so the title of my talk today is The Circle of Blessing. And I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about, one, witnessing the good in the world and people contributing to the good in the world enables us to feel blessed. And when we notice the good in our own lives, and when we savor the good in our own lives, it expands our experience of that good. And it opens us to notice more good. It opens us to welcome more good into our lives. And it deepens our level of satisfaction, and it raises our sense of well-being. And so let me give you an example of that. If I recognize or notice or pay attention to how grateful I am for my home, which I am, I start noticing things around my home, a lot more things that I am grateful for also. It makes me remember and recognize how grateful I am for my soft, warm bed. And it makes me realize how grateful I am and how much I love the colors in my living room. And how much I love the windows in my house and how they look out into the backyard where there's lots of different colors of green and flowers blooming and plants growing. And all of those things, each time I recognize one of them, it makes me feel that much more grateful and that much more blessed and that much more satisfied and content. So it grows, our gratitude starts growing all the things to be grateful for in our lives. All of those things make us feel happy and satisfied. And so Emmett Fox, who is an American priest and theologian, says, if we savored more, we would buy less. We would be less compulsive, less unsatisfied. We would work less and play more. We would be relating more deeply to ourselves, to creation in all of its blessedness, and to God. Gratitude makes me aware of God in my life. And then the second thing that I'm talking about is when we give of ourselves, whether it's through our actions or it's a kind word, or even bestowing a blessing upon someone else, what happens is both the giver and the receiver end up being blessed by that. The problem is, the issue is really, we don't always live our lives in gratitude. We don't always live our lives feeling blessed. And certainly we don't always come to life or come to the world as a blessing. What happens instead is oftentimes we get so caught up in our busyness and whatever it is that we are doing and whatever it is that we have to do, that we don't take the time to stop and notice how grateful we are. We don't take the time to stop and notice how blessed we feel in our lives. We don't take the time to savor our blessings. And we don't come to the world sometimes as that blessing because we're too busy judging everybody. We're too busy judging and telling ourselves how this person is wrong and this person is bad and this person just has made too many mistakes in their life and continues to make mistakes. And how did that person even get themselves in this situation in the first place? So we're in judgment and in criticism instead of being a blessing and instead of sharing a blessing with the world. Sometimes, instead of sharing that blessing, bestowing that blessing on others, we just feel sorry for them, or we feel pity for them. In Romans 12:14, it says, "Bless and not curse." And Ernest Holmes says, "We are to overcome evil with good." And he describes evil as that which seems destructive. So we are to overcome that which seems destructive with good. Evil lasts for a day, while goodness shines to eternity, and loving kindness is the very nature of the divine. As darkness has no power over light, so evil is overcome with good. We are called to be the good and to be a blessing. And so what if, instead of judging people, you blessed them? And what does that even mean, to bless someone? You know, when I looked up the definition of blessing, it says to impart good upon, to make or proclaim something as holy, to declare as sacred, to see the sacred nature of a thing. You know, I can certainly see that homeless person who I might be in judgment of for making choices that I wouldn't make. I can certainly see their life as sacred. And I can certainly see them as sacred. And I can see the divinity within them. And so Ernest Holmes says, "Bless is constructive thought directed towards anyone or anything. You bless a person when you recognize the divinity within them. You bless a situation when you think correctly about it. You bless anything when you recognize the divinity within it." That's like when people say namaste to each other. That means the divinity within me recognizes the divinity within you. That's a blessing. Reverend Dennis Merritt Jones says, "Blessing is recognizing God at the very center and circumference of a thing or a person." And in Barbara's reading this morning, she said blessing is allowing God's thoughts to express through us, or to allow God's love to love through us. I love that definition. And so, from my perspective, then blessing has three parts. The first part is simply that we are wishing that person well. And the second one is to have positive thoughts about that person or situation. And then the third one is to recognize the divinity within that person or situation. To recognize that the infinite, the sacred, God, the absolute, is at the center of that person or that situation and at the circumference of whatever is going on. To recognize the spiritual truth, the truth with a capital T, about that person or situation. So let's say I have a friend who is sick. That means then that I wish that person wellness. And it means that I send them my good energy and my good thoughts. And it means that I recognize that right in their situation resides the presence of God, the presence of the absolute intelligence of the universe. That right there in the midst of their experience of illness is peace and is wholeness, is balance, is order, is intelligence. That is sending them a blessing. It's the two things. It's the goodwill and the sending, and it's the recognizing the truth at the same time. Ernest Holmes says, when you know that there is but one spirit in which everyone lives and moves and has their being, and when you feel this spirit, not only in your consciousness, but in your affairs, when you are in conscious communion with this spirit in humanity and are united with them all, then the presence of spirit within you blesses everyone you meet. Then you are a blessing to yourself, to humankind, and to the day in which you live. What he's talking about is that's like the woman touching the hem of the garment that Jesus wore and being healed by it. Consciousness heals. And we carry our consciousness with us wherever we go. And it's not contained inside of our bodies. It's an energy that we walk in. And it's an energy that goes before us into a situation or a circumstance. So when we are centered in knowing the presence of the infinite is right where we are, and is right where that person is, and is at the center of their situation as the solution to whatever's going on, then we're acting as a blessing all of the time. And so Centers for Spiritual Living teaches that conditions respond to mental action. And it teaches that what we put our attention on expands. And because consciousness is everywhere and in everything, our consciousness then affects our environment because it's all the consciousness. It's all what Ernest Holmes calls mind. And so when we are centered in love, when we know the allness of the presence of God is present right here, right now, when we witness the good, the wholeness, the beauty, the power, the creativity, the love that is present, perhaps invisible to the human eye at that moment, but nonetheless present, then in that recognition we are blessing that person or we are blessing that situation. Witnessing the truth with a capital T, creates an opening so that it might more easily come into this world of form. Emmett Fox says, blessing involves relationship. One does not bless without investing something of oneself into the receiver of that blessing. Blessing is relationship. And so blessing another person is an act of love, and it's an act of care, and it's an act of connection and oneness, and it is the highest vibration. And being in gratitude and feeling blessed in our own lives, that feeling blessed is the highest vibration of gratitude. It is recognizing that there is a presence, a great something that is mystical, that is magical, that is beyond words and description, that is present right where we are. It is recognizing that that great something desires for us to revel in the goodness of life, that it wants for us to rejoice in life and wants us to rejoice in being alive and to rejoice for the fact that we are on this planet. What a gift that is. What a blessing that is to get to live on this planet. And so I invite you to join me just for a moment in blessing. So I invite you to hold in your mind's eye someone that you love and care about. And perhaps it's somebody that is having a hard time in their lives right now. And to wish them well. And to send them your love and your energy. And then to recognize that at the very center of them is the presence of Spirit. That at the very center of their lives is the allness of the One. And that right now it is expressing itself as an abundance of good, as perfection and wholeness and order. And to hold in your mind's eye the homeless population and to wish them well. And to recognize that at the center of each and every single one of them is the presence of the Infinite One. That Infinite One is at the center of their lives and at the circumference of their lives. And that right now it is present and expressing itself as wisdom and as intelligence, as truth, as authentic power, and as good without end. And to hold in your mind's eye the politicians of this country and to wish them well and to send them your energy of love and to recognize also that at the center of every single one of them is the presence of God. The presence of intelligence, of guidance, the truth of oneness, and of love. And that guides them. And so I invite you to open your eyes if your eyes have been closed. And so my invitation to you is to bless what you love, to bless what you want, to bless what you judge, to bless the people that you love, and to bless the people that you don't love. To also revel in the blessings of your own life. To revel in the fact that you are alive, to revel in the blessing of being on this planet and of being a human being. And as a result, you will be opening yourself to ever greater good. You'll be magnifying the experience, your experience of the good that you already have in your life. And you will be being a blessing and being a beneficial presence wherever you go in the world. And so I'd actually like to close with a quote from Abraham Heschel, who was an American rabbi, theologian, and philosopher. He said, "Just to be is a blessing, and just to live is holy." And so blessings to you on your path of discovery and of unfolding your own divine nature and your own spiritual magnificence. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so in this moment, I recognize that truly God is all there is. That everywhere I look is that divine presence. That presence expressing itself as life, expressing itself as love, expressing itself as that life energy within every single person and every single thing. Expressing itself as the intelligence within everything. The intelligence that grows a tomato seed into a tomato plant. The intelligence that acts as migratory impulses within animals. The intelligence that holds the planets in their orbits. That intelligence is omnipresent in and through and around everything. As is peace. And as is joy, as is beauty, that the allness of God and every single aspect of the divine is everywhere present in me and in you and in my life and in your life and in the life of every single person. That everywhere we look, everything is teeming with this divine presence. And so everywhere we look, what we see is beauty, and what we see is magnificence. And so today we just allow ourselves to marinate in that consciousness, that truly God is everywhere. And recognizing if God is everywhere, then each and every single one of us have access to the allness. And whatever we need right now is already available and there for the taking. And so what I claim and know is that there is a stepping into the light for people across this planet, an embracing of our own power and our own goodness, an embracing of the love that lives within us, an embracing of wisdom and guidance and oneness and love. And as we all embrace that, and as I hold to this truth, healing is happening everywhere. And so how good it is just to be in recognition of this truth. And so I release my word into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. And for that, I am grateful. And I simply say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that we will be at Hartwell Park next Sunday for our Sunday service at 10 a.m. So we look forward to seeing you there. If you don't have the address, you can check out Living Beyond Limits Center for Spiritual Living Facebook page, or you can email us and we will make sure that you get on our mailing list. You can email us at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get the invitations to whatever it is that we're doing. We are having a workshop coming up that is called Keys to Spiritual Practice. It begins on May 6th. It's a 3-week class. It is going to be I'm going to facilitate it at both 12:30 on Thursdays and 7 p.m. on Thursday night. So if you can email me at that address or text me or call me and let me know, I would love to have you join us. We had a really good time in our last class. This is the second part of a three-part workshop. We'd love to have you join us. The focus of this is spiritual practice to support people in their ongoing development of their own consciousness and their own self-awareness. So if that sounds interesting to you, come join us. We are continuing to do connection and spiritual practice on Thursday nights on Zoom until then. So we hope to see you there next week. We have Ministry of Prayer we are still doing. So if you have a prayer request, you can email it to Live Beyond Limits, or you can call or text Barbara Conant, and she will get that out to the practitioners. And we also have prayer shawls as well. So if you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, contact Barbara, and she will get that to you. And so have a wonderful, blessed week. Know that you are loved. I look forward to seeing you online, and I look forward to seeing you in the park next week. Have a great week.